Good morning. Today is December 5th. We're continuing in the section Adventure and Adversity. We can certainly do it. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30. Every battle of life is fought and won within ourselves, not without. Gain the inner spiritual victory and the outer follows as sure as the day, the night. How hard it is for us to learn that we control and conquer from within. You're used to dealing with the outward and things and people, and we fly to the outward for supply. We wrestle against our outward in adversity, cry out against the outward when wronged. Poor blinded creatures stretching about for the bits and pieces on the outside, when all the wealth and the power of the universe streams into us through the Creator, and he is found to be where the spirit meets the spirit within. Who were the poised and powerful among the 12 spies whom Moses sent out? Were they the 10 who were influenced by the outward, by the giants and the walled cities of Canaan, and who cried out upon their return, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we"? It is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, or the two, Caleb and Joshua, from their standpoint of inner vision and victory, whose minds were stayed on God, and who said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread to us." Who proved right? That's from The Law of Faith by Norman Grubb. Have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.